This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk with a report on the tall ship Lady Washington at the end of her 30th birthday year. 9 months ago, we began following the Lady Washington, a tall ship owned and operated by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, on her journey from Pier 39 to Aberdeen, Washington. She began with a cannon battle in front of Pier 39 in San Francisco. The postmaster of San Francisco came to Salesport Talk at Sports Byline Broadcast Studios, and for an hour, Sports Byline was an official post office for a USPS Building Bridges special postal cancellation. Thousands gathered on the end of Pier 39 to watch the cannon battle between the Hawaiian Chieftain and the Lady Washington. And myself and our videographer Mike Crawford recorded the crowds watching from the end of the pier as the Lady Washington fired her last shot at the crowd. No cannonballs though, only real gunpowder and a permit to fire cannon from the San Francisco Police Department. As the Lady Washington sailed up the coast, she stopped along the way for educational programs and crew training at many ports. She has now arrived in Aberdeen, where she is welcomed into Winterfest 2019, happening at 500 North Custer Street, Aberdeen, Washington. The Lady Washington has been turned into a magic Hogwarts school, and families have been leaving the Muggle world to enter into the magical world of learning. It is still not too late to join. You can bring your owl and go to historicalseaport.org. You will find wand making and herbology on December 12th, potions class on December 13th, along with a Harry Potter movie, divination class, and tarot reading. On December 14th, you won't want to miss holiday crafts, bingo, Harry Potter swag, ending with Professor Bamboozle magic show on the 15th. Each day, the Lady Washington will have a sail from noon to 2, and the tours at the dock from 3 to 5. This is a great way to celebrate the season with a magical twist. I have sailed aboard the Lady Washington several times, and she is indeed an amazing tall ship, with rigging to climb and lines to pull and sails to maneuver, while the first mate shouts the captain's orders and the crew and guests respond back when they have done what is asked. When I heard that the Lady Washington had a connection to Hogwarts in Aberdeen, I was not at all surprised. This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. Salesport Talk at the 38th Annual Lighted Boat Parade in Stockton, California. Listen to the crowd watching as the only sailboat in a line of 48 powerboats in the parade does a 360 spin right in front of his club, the Stockton Sailing Club. Real estate agent Pat Brennan, a member of the Stockton Yacht Club, comments to Michael Hodson amidst the crowd's cheers. Yep.
How pretty, right in front of his club.
Right in front of the club, absolutely.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. And it is Tuesday at 9:40. That means we're joined by our friend Karen Lyle for Salesport.com. Talk, Salesport Talk, Salesport.com.org.ca. How are you doing there, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and we're very happy to be joined on the line by Paul Spate. Paul Spate is a Kiwi, and he's been racing in the United States now for over three decades. And because of an accident many years ago, almost 50 years ago, it put him in a wheelchair, and that did not hold him back. And I would imagine, Paul, at that moment, did you think your sailing days were over?
Good morning to you all. Yes, you know, it's like anything else. You change directions and lifestyles, and it hits you from behind, but you pick yourself up and move forward. But sure, my first instance is, yes, it stopped the activity that I really enjoyed.
You know, I think it's amazing to be able to sail whatever our abilities are. And one of the things I was really interested in when I was looking at these Hansa boats that you are a representative for and also sailing in, is that there's all different levels for the beginning sailor to the advanced competitive sailor world class. Did you start sailing? How long have these boats been out, actually? Did you start sailing in these boats how many years ago?
No, I didn't. But these boats have been around for over 30 years. There's about 3,000 boats distributed throughout different countries in the world. And, Yes, they go from right on single person, two person boats, from beginner activities right up to the Olympic classes. So there's the abilities for anybody to get out there and sail for for all various reasons.
You know, I was looking at the Hanses, and they said that they're the unsinkable Molly Browns. You can't capsize them. Is this true?
That is correct. You can fill them up with water, and they will not sink. They have a variation of keels, weights underneath them, from 30 kilos up to 90 kilos. So there's a fair chunk of lead at the bottom that keeps you stable. And that's the main safety aspect of these boats. So you can get into them and you can take that fear factor away and just go out there and have fun.
Well, I'm going to confess that when I first started sailing, I remember watching someone walk out on their boat so confident. And I was an adult. And so I stepped out on the, it was a Bahia. And I stepped out on the bow and I fell right into the water with my fallies in 55 degrees and lots of mud. And I noticed that this one has a nice wide space that you can get on pretty easily. Have you ever fallen in the water when, in those early days of whatnot?
Well, not from the boat, but getting from the dock to the boat in a wheelchair. I've missed a step a little bit, and wheelchair and all has gone in the water. But two persons can get into these boats, like mother, daughter, father, son, etc., or two young children, 10-year-olds or less, and just go out there and have fun. And I can guarantee you they won't fall in the water.
You've been an inspiration for decades for people who want to get out there, and not even just sailing, people who just maybe just to get out of the house. It's hard for people sometimes to turn their heads around and to look forward when they have a setback like that. Can you share with us a story about how you've perhaps touched someone else down the line?
Probably many stories, I think, but, I deal with sports, all types of sports, and individuals around the world with different activities, and just getting people out there, say out there indoors. This last January, we started a youth sailing program in Antigua with these boats, and in the mornings we work with the school children from all around the island, and in the mornings we would bring children who had various forms of disability, who had never actually been out of their houses, because it's very difficult on those islands to get out and about. And we brought them down and we took them sailing in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, we would get more of the active school children out on the boats, and they went sailing by themselves. And then they would partner up themselves with these other school children who had the disabilities, and we sent them sailing. And to see that for the first time is, it does a lot to you to get these people out and about.
Well, you know, a beginner is a beginner, whatever their abilities. And when you get out there in the water, it's kind of an equalizing factor. If you've got a good boat for your skill level, then you can sail and race, and the disability or varying ability just doesn't matter. What is it like for you to be out there racing?
It's exactly as you say. You put myself in a boat, and you don't see anything about what my different lifestyle or ability is, and I don't see the other person. All I see is the head and the shoulders, and we're doing exactly the same thing. We have to compete. We have to make it to the start line. We have to maneuver. We have to compete, and it's all the boats are the same. So, from start to finish, it's all about sailing and all about skill. It has nothing to do with anything else.
We're speaking with Paul Speight, New Zealand native and racing out of the USA and Australia on Hansa boats. I know that you partnered up with the LA Yacht Club that's down there in San Pedro, and I can only imagine that you've been to Catalina many times. It's just right over there on the horizon. How many times have you been out there and been in the old golf carts on Catalina?
Actually, to be honest, I've only been out to Catalina once, and So, but our intention is to use these boats and do a you know, promotional race from San Pedro to Catalina and back. We've sailed these small boats across the English Channel and various other places. So going to Catalina will just be another experience.
I understand that the World Championships are coming to San Pedro in October 2020. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We hope to create a big event there in San Pedro. And after the San Pedro event, we'll be ongoing with these boats with a community sailing program so everyone else can come down. The last world events were in Japan, and we had 33 countries from around the world, and we're hoping to have the same number of countries and same number of sailors.
What's it like when you get to over to the Paralympics and you go through the pomp and circumstance of opening ceremonies and you see all the nationalistic pride and just to be a part of that when maybe at one point you thought that you'd be on the outside looking in at such a thing?
It's an emotional event. I haven't competed in the actual sailing Olympics, but I've competed in Winter Olympics and skiing. And it's just a camaraderie of people that you get to know from start to finish. And, you know, it's always an enjoyment to represent your country in any international sport. But just to actually see and discuss, you know, with other people during the event and compete with them opens up your eyes to a lot of different things.
There's a lot of skill involved in sailing in a world championship, whatever one's ability. Do you have any stories about the skilled sailors who are going to be competing or have competed in these world championships?
Well, I can represent some of the sailors. We have two or three competitors specifically from the Netherlands. We also have a couple up there in San Francisco and in England, and they are quadriplegics, and they have no use of their arms or legs, and they sail these boats with their heads or with what we call sip and puff, or special electronic systems which are totally operated by the, you know, by movement of their head or by some other means. And to compete against those persons is quite a challenge, because even though we have full use of our arms and can, you know, do various things a lot quicker, they are highly competitive and are actually in the top level of these boats in the sailing world.
That's Paul Spade, an absolute icon in the sailing world, a guy who would not be denied when he had a setback and has been racing more than three decades in a wheelchair. Paul, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks very much for talking.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, and Karen, I know we have a couple of minutes left, and you have a big announcement. You've been nominated for an Oscar. What is it?
No, I just wanted to talk. Do you remember when we had the special postal cancellation and sports?
We became a post office for 5 seconds,
right?
Yeah.
And that was commemorating the start of a journey that the Lady Washington, mm-hmm. the tall ship, was making up the coast to Aberdeen. And I just wanted to let you know that she arrived.
Aberdeen, Scotland?
No, Aberdeen, Washington.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it was 9 months, but mm-hmm. she had all these little trips along the way. And we had a little feature on that before the show came on. But, you know, it was just quite an experience to see the tall ships out here with the cannon fire,
yeah.
and have all that happen.
I want to hear more about you going into the mud. What happened there?
You would pick on that because, you know,
well, it's
we have to have our moments of, this was in the very beginning.
Well, that, I mean, I could see myself doing that. You're the accomplished sea person.
I wasn't accomplished then. This was the first time that
okay.
I got on a small boat, mm-hmm. and it was at the Cal Sailing Club in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know what you don't know when you haven't learned it yet.
Was this the estuary or the aquatic park?
This is right right over by Emeryville.
Aquatic,
you know,
park, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. And basically, not aquatic park. It's right there on the bay. You know, it's you know, it's just on the other side of the Berkeley Yacht Club.
Okay, gotcha.
Off of University Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That
you go down
area.
To the pier. Yeah. Skates by the bay.
Right. Before, on the left-hand side, right. As you're going.
Just in between going, where the old brick schoolhouse used to be and the dumpster fire.
Local knowledge.
Okay.
Anyway, I was going out there for lessons because it was a sailing club and I had just joined, and I had gone sailing with a buddy who had a keelboat, and he says, you know, you really need to sail in the small boats, the dinghies, because you get the most experience and become a better sailor. And this was my very first lesson. And so the skipper gets on and he just trots along the edge of the boat, and he's got the balance and everything down. And I looked at it and I go, oh, I can do that. And so I just stepped on and right into the water. I was a little embarrassed, but, you know, the thing is, nobody laughed at me, and, you know, I just...
That's because you're in charge.
I was not feeling in charge at that point because I was an adult beginner, and I had to learn from the beginning like everybody else.
I was in the middle of Lake Tahoe when I got knocked into the water, which is a scary feeling. I'm not the best swimmer in the world, but luckily I made it. That's a great anecdote, huh?
Yeah, it is. Well, I used to swim competitively, and my sister has swam from here to Alcatraz and back. And I kind of prefer the warmer waters. I like the Caribbean and Zanzibar and Mexico.
Zanzibar?
Yeah.
You swam down there?
I did. Wow. I went sailing on the dhows, which is the lateen rig, the old style. Wooden boats that have been around for 1,000 years. Well, I was actually the first woman to captain one of those boats.
I did not know that. Yeah. And you're a Rockefeller, right?
what is that?
You just come. I just admire all these things you've got.
You know,
it's just skill.
It's not wealth. I'm. You know?
All right, there it is. It's just skill, everybody. Karen Lyle, thanks for coming in again.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week. Mar, thanks to Paul Spade as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.